The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara discusses the concept of a mechitza, which is known as a mechitza formed through good achis. Good achis means that the walls that are on top are viewed as if they descended downward. For example, the Gemara says if a person has a basket standing on top of a pole in Rosh Hashanah, and the basket does not have walls that are the proper dimensions to be considered Rosh Hashanah, still we consider them as if the walls of the basket are extended downward, and conceptually we have over here a mechitza which is 10 tefachim tall by 4 tefachim wide. That's the concept of good achis. Now, in fact, there are a few mechitzas on Shabbos, there are a few walls and partitions that we discuss in different places in Masechet Shabbos, and Erevin, and Masechet Sukkah, that are not real walls that you can actually see. They are more conceptual. It's more of an abstract concept where Chazal tell us that certain things are considered like partition. An example of this is a common Suras HaPesach, which is the wall that most people will put around their house. We do not see any kind of wall. We see simply a string attached to two poles. Still, Chazal view this as a mechitza when it comes to Shabbos. It's considered a partition. And if it's done in a way that forms a Rishos HaYachid, it would be mutter to be metalta to carry over there. There would be no Issa HaYitzah. So the Gemara over here discusses what another conceptual mechitza known as good achis, which means you extend the wall downward from the top, and even if you do not have the proper requirement of a wall, over here you will get it through the concept of gratis. This concept is actually the reverse of the concept of gratik. Gratik is where you extend the wall upward. And we're going to see in a minute that it's actually a machlokes in the Gemara Sukkah Daf Tazayin that in certain instances everyone agreed that you do extend the wall, in certain instances not. So let's understand a little bit this source and concept that we're discussing over here of Gerachis. Let's get to the source of it. The Gemara in Sukkot Avav Mbe says, Ki osi hilchasa l'gud v'logud v'doifin akuma. There was a halacha l'mayshim in Sinai that the Gemara is discussing over there what exactly it was. And the Gemara comes out at the end that the halacha l'mayshim in Sinai teaches us that certain conceptual mechitzas, as far as it applies to Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Sukkah in different places, were given over to a halacha l'mayshim in Sinai, which means an oral tradition through Moshe Rabbeinu. And from there we learn out that good, v'lovud, v'doifin akuma, these three kinds of conceptual partitions are valid partitions, are valid mechitzas. The first one being good. What does good mean? Good means, Rashi explains, good achis, where you extend a wall downward through the concept of good achis. And an example which Rashi gives is the concept called Pi Tikra Yerid V'Sleisim. Pi Tikra means that if you have a roof that has a lift that extends a certain distance below the edge of the roof, it's going downward, you can view that edge as if you extended it all the way down. Rashi is explaining that that concept of Pi Tikra is dependent on the concept of Gerachis, where you're extending a wall down. And Rashi is learning it's the same thing. Tosis, the Saudi Testament base seems to indicate that it's a different concept. It's not exactly the same concept of Pitikra. Good Achis and Pitikra are two related, but not exactly the same. Rashi seems to be assuming that it's the same thing. Now, in fact, from Rashi we see, why doesn't Rashi choose a simpler example of Good Achis, where a person has a regular part of a wall, and he's trying to extend that wall? Why does Rashi come on to the example of Pitikra? Rashi would seem to indicate that, in fact, we do not find any other concept of gratis with the exception of this case. So the question over here is, why did Rashi come on to this? Why did Rashi jump from good achis to pitikra and not bring down a standard case of good achis, which would be similar to the one in Erev Gemara or the one in the Mishnah in Sukkah? So it would seem to indicate that Rashi holds that this concept in our Gemara, since the Gemara by us does come out, that it is not in full agreement of everybody. The Chachamim, the Gemara says, Chachamim Poitrim, the Chachamim say that a wall created through good assets is not a valid wall. So Rashi could not bring our Gemara, because our Gemara, la halacha, we do not hold like this. Even though the other man, the Omer, holds there is such a thing as good assets in our Gemara, but la halacha, chacham and patron, and we do not say that. Now, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Sukkah, that Tezayin and Manalos, discusses this exact shaila. When do you say Gerachas according to the Rabbanan? And the Mishnah in Sukkah, that Tezayin, is talking about where a person built himself a Sukkah, but he only built the walls in a fashion that let's say he only built the bottom half of the wall, or the top half of the wall. So the Mishnah discusses both ways. A person whose extent he was building his wall slowly from the top to the bottom. If he extended them from the top of the sukkah downward with to within 3 tefachim off the ground, it's possible because it is more than 3 tefachim off the ground. If it's under 3 tefachim, means to say if it got closer, less than 3 tefachim closer to the ground, then it would be kosher because of the concept of lovah. But above that, it would be possible. That's the opinion of the Chacham. However, milmata lemaila, if you're doing it the other way, if you're building the wall from the bottom up, then as long as in Gavoya Saratwachim, as long as you built a 10 tefach segment of the wall, ksheira, then the wall is kosher. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it makes no difference which way you go. Kashem shalamata milamaila, saratwachim kashem lemaila lemata saratwachim. If you built a 10 tefach segment of your wall, whether you built it on the bottom going upward or on the top going downward, in both cases, you would say good. Meaning like this. We have a machlokes over here. In the case of good achis, where you're building a 10 tefachim segment of wall on the top of your sukkah, and you're extending it downward, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would say it's as if it went all the way down, and even if it's higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, you still have a valid wall, and you can sit in that sukkah. According to the Chachamim, you cannot. However, the reverse, if you're building the bottom half of the wall and you build 10 tefachim to go up, everyone is in agreement that you would be able to sit in the sukkah because the concept of good astik, which means to extend it upward, that you do say. So it comes out that the machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, was said about our din of good astik, about extending a wall downward. In a case of good astik, everyone agrees, but in the case of good astik, in that case, it's a machlokes, and according to the Chachamim, there is no such concept as far as extending a regular wall. So it might be possible that that's why Rashi had to come on to that case of Pitikra, which is a different kind of concept, which is based on the edge of a roof being going downward, which has certain requirements, which is beyond the scope of the shiur, exactly when you say Pitikra, when you don't say Pitikra. However, Rashi does not bring the standard case of a person extending a wall, so it would seem that Rashi is going with the understanding that a standard case of good achis, according to Chachamim, you would not be able to consider that a wall, as it seems to be our Gemara's understanding, Chachamim Poitrim, and as the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah that says Zayin Amud Aleph states clearly. Based on this, the Pnei Yeshua has a shiloh. Pnei Yeshua asks a question that if that is so, that according to Chachamim, you do not say good achis, so what was in the gay of the whole halacha of good achis then? When was it said? So now we just finished saying the truth is Rashi seems to indicate that it was not said for anything besides the case of Pitikra. But in a regular case of good achis, that and the Chanami, the Chacham do not have that. But the Pnei Yeshua presents this as a shaila, and he wants to know when do you say such a case? How is it possible to have, according to the Chacham, the whole din of good achis? Mimonoshach, if your wall that you're extending from the top of the sukkah downward is below 3 tefachim off the ground, that means it went almost till the ground, it's within 3 tefachim, which is lovud. So the reason why it's kosher is not because of gerachis, it's kosher because of the concept of lovud, which is another part of the halacha, l'mayshem yisinei, of good, v'lovud, v'daifin akuma. Lovud means that anything that's within 3 tefachim of each other is viewed by chachamim as if it's connected to each other. So you do not need the halacha of good, you can use the halacha of lovud to make your sukkah kosher. And if it's above 3 tefachim off the ground, the Mishnah says the Chacham holds it's not kosher. So in which case do you say good achis? That would seem to be the same question that Rashi is struggling with, that Rashi, not struggling, I shouldn't say, Rashi seems to be saying clearly that when the halacha of Gerachas was said for the din of Pitikru, not for other dinim, so, which would seem to indicate that Enechanami, according to Chacham, you do not have such another case. However, you find the Aruch Lener answers the Yeshua Shaila, and the Aruch Lener says, yes, he found the case. According to Chachamim, you would have a case of good Achas if a person took care of the problem of Mechitza Tluya. Let me explain that a little more. Our Gemara later on the bottom of the Omid, has a whole discussion. If you have a Mechitza that's hanging in the air, that's not completely going to the bottom, is that enough of a Mechitza for Shabbos? The Gemara brings in a case if a person has a Mechitza Tluya B'mayim. A person who has a river going past his window, and he wants to be able to draw water from there, Chacham said if you extended the mechitza, that the tips of the mechitza touch the water, you're able to draw water out of that river. If the walls are up in the air, then that in that case, you would not be able to draw water out of the river. But if they're touching the water, then you don't have a problem. Now, when you have walls that are up in the air, what would be the issue? What would be the issue is that you have, doesn't serve the function of a wall. The Gemara uses for that example the halacha of Bekiyas Gedin. Bekiyas Gedin means that you can have a baby goat that can fit under it, can walk right through, so it's a useless wall. It doesn't prevent traffic from going through. So if a person has such a wall, he wouldn't be able to use it. So the Aruch Lener says the whole concept why good achas does not work in the Mishnah in Sukkah over there would seem to be because of the concept of Bekiyas Gedim, because I can have an animal going under it, so the wall doesn't serve any purpose. Okay, so I have an answer for you when you would need it, when you would be able to avoid that issue, and you'd be able to say good achas. What would be the case if a person made two segments to the wall? On the top of the wall, he made a segment which is 10 tefachim, which is going down from the top, and it's heading downward, but it's still way over 3 tefachim off the ground. But on the bottom, he built himself a small segment of wall, which is enough, it's high enough to prevent Bekiyas Gedim. So if it's high enough to prevent Bekiyas Gedim, I took care of the problem of the traffic coming through. So technically, if not for the traffic issue, we would be able to use the wall that's on top. I don't have a complete wall. Okay, so I'll have a complete wall through the concept of good achas. That's what the Aruch Lener answers the Pnei Yeshua Shaila. Meaning to say, in other words, if you can take care of the problem of the Kiyas Gedeon, if you can take care of the problem that of the space that you left below by taking care of that, by adding another piece of wall down there, then to connect the two pieces, I can use the concept of good achas. So there you have a case of good achas, even according to the Chachamim. That's the teretz of the Aruch Lener. Now, why doesn't the Pnei Yeshua go with this teretz? So it's very possible that the whole concept of the Kiyas Gedim being the only issue by Mechitza Tluya is up for discussion. In fact, the Achronim discuss if the concept of Mechitza Tluya itself is a problem, meaning to say the reason why Mechitza Tluya does not work is because a Mechitza that's only halfway done and is hanging in the air, because by definition that's not considered a partition when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Or no, really technically I could consider that a partition. It's just the fact that I have a traffic that can go under, so it doesn't serve the function, so that takes away the effect of the partition. So that's why the partition does not work. Meaning to say, is it because of Bekiyas Gedim that the Mechitza doesn't have a Torah Mechitza? Or no, besides the problem of Bekiyas Gedim, there's also an inherent problem by the fact that it's not a complete mechitza. So if you learn that the essence, the whole problem with the mechitza tluya is not the fact that it's not complete, it's just the fact that it doesn't block traffic, so then it says Ochanar, which seems to be Ochanar's Mahalas, that there's no problem, so I'll create something to block the traffic. But if you learn that there's an inherent problem in a mechitza tluya, as long as it's not complete, so then, even if I took away the problem of Bekiyas Gedim, I'm not going to be able to take away the problem of Mechitza Tluya, unless I come onto the concept of Gerachas. And that, since the Chacham do not hold of Gerachas, even without the problem of Bekiyas Gedim, since I'm assuming that there's two separate problems over here, therefore you would not be able to answer my question, the Pnei Yeshua will say, by telling me that you avoided the problem of Bekiyas Gediyah, because I'll still tell you that there's an inherent problem by the fact that it's Tluyo. So adding a piece on the bottom is not going to take care of that problem. So that would be the Machlokes over here, though, from the end of Tnei Yeshua. This Akira is brought down in Achroinim. You look in the Sefer Shalom Yehuda and other Achroinim. If there's an inherent problem by the fact that the Mechisa is not going till the bottom, or the problem is only by the fact that you can have the Kiyas Gediyah. But besides that, there is no inherent problem. The Pnei Yeshua would seem to be going with the Mahal, that there is an inherent problem. And the Ochan Eun goes to the Mahal, that there's no inherent problem with it. The whole problem is that it doesn't have the effect of a Mechisa, it doesn't prevent traffic from going through. So I'll do something else to prevent the traffic, and then I can come onto the Kansas or Gerasis. It would seem that the Machlokes is Neishu and the Aruch Lener, if a Mechita Tluya is an inherent problem, or it's only the fact that it doesn't prevent the Kiyas Gediyah, would be totally a Machlokes Rashi and the Ritzvo. The Gemara says that the Kiyas Dogim is Loishmei Bekiyah. The Kiyas Dogim, the fact that fish go under the wall that's extending into the water, that does not have a problem of the Kiyas Gediyah, because dog and fish are different. Chazal and Mekil. Kalhu she'ekilu chacham v'mayim, the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis. The chacham were Mekil when it comes to water, that the fact that there are fish running under the wall doesn't destroy, doesn't take away the effect of the wall being on top. So Rashi explains, why isn't that a problem, the Kiyas Dogim? So Rashi says, because he can't see the fish. Rashi's telling us, because we cannot see the fish, so there is no issue of the Kiyas Dogim in the first place. So now let's understand, what was the Kal She'ekilu b'mayim? Why was that a kula? If you don't see the fish, so then what's the problem in the first place? The answer is that what? No, besides the fact that I don't see the fish, but there's a problem with Mechitza Tluya. And on that, Chazal came along and told us, we don't have the problem. Kal She'ekilu b'mayim, it's not inherently a problem by water, because by water, it works differently than all over the place. For whatever reason, Chazal felt that way. But not that Chazal told us, because you can't see the fish, it's not a problem. The Ritzvo comes and asks the Shail over here, and the Ritzvo asks that he doesn't understand, what's the Kalhu Shekhil B'mayim? If Bekiyas Dogim is by definition not Bekiyah, so where is the Kula? Where is the Kula by Mayim? There is no Kula by Mayim. The whole problem with Bekiyas Tluya is based on the fact that I have Kiyas Gediyah usually, so and my Mayim is telling me Bekiyas Dogim is Loishmo Bekiyah. So what's the problem? Why do I have to say that Chazal would make it, they made it easier when it comes to mayim? They didn't make it easier. By mayim, the issue doesn't start, because Bekiyas Dogim is Loishma Bekiyah. Rashi, as we said before, seems to be answering the problem by saying that the fish, the Bekiyas Dogim is Loishma Bekiyah, because you don't see the fish in the first place. So what was the Kalu Shekilu B'mayim? The Kalu Shekilu B'mayim has to be, according to Rashi, the fact that we do not consider the wall as a Mechitza B'chlal. All over the place, we do consider it as a mechitza. When it comes to mayim, we don't consider it as a mechitza. However, the Ritzvo, which is asking this as a question, seems to assume that that's the whole deciding factor. Is there anything that's doing bekiyah or not? So if bekiyah's dogma is loishma bekiyah, so where's the kalu shekil b'mayim? So again, it would seem to be that there's two things going on over here. According to the Ritzvo, it boils down to one question. Is there bekiyah's dogma or is there no bekiyah's dogma? According to Rashi, no. There's two things over here. Is there a problem of Mechitza Dogim, and is there a problem of Mechitza Tluya? So Rashi and Shitasa would be very geschmack, because we said before that Rashi had to come onto a case of Pitikri or Advisaisen to explain the din of good actors. Why is that? Because we can assume he goes like the Pnei Yeshua and Mahalach, that there is no case of good actors according to Chachamim, because Chachamim holds good actors as Potter. So the only case that we can explain good actors, the Halacha Majestine of good actors, is a case of Pitikri Yerid V'Soysim. However, the Aruch Lanera says you can have a case if there's no Bekiyas Diyah, because he's going not like Rashi's Hanocha, he's going like the Rizvah's Mahalot, that the whole Kaveya is only the Bekiyah. So if I don't have the Bekiyah, then I can have Gerachis. Rashi over here, like we said before, is going the Shitosik, that the whole Yisrael of Mechitza Tzuya being a problem is inherent besides the Bekiyas Dogim, and that's why Kalush Akil B'mayim, that there's no inherent problem, even though Bekiyas Dogim wasn't a problem at all over there. So the Rashi Shitosik is that you cannot find the case of Gerachis with the exception of Pitikah Yair V'Sois.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.